And welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin again, your host from Coins Plus. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. Always buying and selling all forms of precious metals and rare coins and collections and specializing in wealth and capital preservation. I think we've earned the title of precious metals portfolio experts after 20-some years of experience and helping people to be pretty successful in the markets as far as securing their finances in a really conservative, biblical, financially wise way. We're not into crazy speculation and chasing the moon. And I just don't think people realize how foolish the paper markets are. How from the very foundation they've been flawed. I think everybody, you know, it's kind of like everybody's got some crazy testimonial of somebody they know who or stories they've heard about some guy who bought this stock and kaboom, it went up, or seeing a stock after it explodes and thinking, well, that can happen to you. Well, first of all, there's 1.5 million OTC stocks. That's just on the New York Stock Exchange alone. Add in S&P 500, NASDAQ, you know, and on you go, and you're into many, many millions and millions of stocks. The concept of stocks originally were to be able to own a share of a company, to buy a piece, a little bitty tiny piece of a company. Well, since then, they have changed it and changed it and changed it so that you are the shareholder has an absolutely completely different set of rights as a company owner. So they used to have A stocks, and then they had B stocks, and they went down to where now we have what is just garbage stock. The A stock meant you were an owner. You literally were an owner. And now, obviously, if you have incredible amounts of stock, you are one of the primary shareholders, and you have more pull in certain elections and things like that. And you can buy, you know, a majority of stock and become a majority shareholder in the corporation and essentially have a ton of leverage. But it's still just not the same. You are nothing more than a bank with far less rights than any bank that loans money to a corporation. I'll get back to that a little bit. So anyway, Coins Plus buys and sells all forms of precious metals, rare coins, scrap gold, jewelry, diamond. As I said, we offer the highest rated privately held depository service in a massively broad region. As I've said before, I can't exactly tell you how broad, but I can tell you it's very broad. There's not a lot out there like we offer, very few. We offer an extraordinarily high level of privacy, anonymity, confidentiality, security. Our building is built from the ground up specifically for maximum security. That is the entire design premise of our building. It's not some other building that we occupied and tried to figure out how to make it secure. You run into that a lot, and it keeps the average, you know, keeps the honest criminals out, I guess. Our building was built from the ground up to keep me out. And what I mean by that is, as I was designing it, and I spent years and years dreaming of having, you know, build a building one day as a business owner. I knew someday I really wanted to, so I dreamt a lot about what I would do with it. I had other kind of visions and a lot of just kind of deep insight and a lot of thought. And so this building has attributes, aspects built in from the ground up that are specifically designed to make it very, very, very difficult to penetrate. I'll just say that. And so when people choose to, first of all, do business with us, we have an incredible level of confidentiality. The interior of the building is designed with specifically with security in mind. We have a 270-degree balcony and a 270-degree open floor, the opposite, two C's kind of coming together. And it just makes it very difficult to control with a few people, which, you know, is probably too much information. But it's just, you know, the materials, the polycarbonates, the bullet and bomb resistive Kevlars that are used in the walls, and the class 2 vault systems wrapped in 1-inch thick T1 tool resistant plate steel, and so on. So the building is, it's a very beautiful building, but what's even more amazing about it is the quality of it. It was built so extraordinarily that I believe that this building, if you know, people choose to leave it here, I believe it was built to last many, many, many hundreds of years, if not more. Just because of the high quality and the security and the incredible amounts of concrete and steel that went into it. So that's, again, way more than you need to know. But I can tell you, for those people who store their materials here, you know, the level of security is pretty amazing. There's layer upon layer just to get to the vault, you know, and I don't want to get into all the detail. Just trust me. It is very, you know, high, we'll say, government-level security, which gives you peace of mind if you choose to store your valuables in our depository service, for the freedom, for the confidentiality, for the access, everything like that. So we offer that to our clients in a lot of cases, first year free with, you know, with a reasonable amount of investment. And then after that, you're on your own. But you know, the vault fees run 60 a year and up, 60, 100 a year. When you're spending, some people spend a pretty profound amount here, and that's a very insignificant amount. We do 401ks and IRAs as well. And with that, well, let me just say real quick, Coins Plus, to get a hold of us, folks, 444-0044. You can call toll free outside the Spokane region, 877-TAP-COIN. 877-827-COIN or 877-827-2646. I think 877-TAP-COIN is probably the easiest to remember. And then, of course, our website. You can always contact us through that, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. But 401ks and IRAs, we do a lot of them. They're very simple. And it's just as much as getting a hold of us. We'll get some basic information from you. We'll get you signed up through the internet, which is cake. And there is, at one point, you do have to physically sign some forms because obviously it's your money. But that's about the extent of the pain, is to have to actually physically sign a few things. And I've had people say, well, why do we have to do that? Well, I mean, how would you like it if someone could just go on the internet and transfer your 401k without a signature? So there are certain things, certain security protocols in the world, when people get so frustrated with the level of control and surveillance and security, you know, there are lines. There are certain businesses. Ours is one that is never going to be a full internet business. I mean, people who want to buy a significant amount of coin or metals or gold coins, gold, metals, whatever it is, silver, you know, whatever it may be, diamonds, they, you know, 98% of them, they want to have a physical relationship. You're buying physical hard assets. You might as well buy it from a physical business, an actual bricks and mortar. I think what's hard for me is I've spent many, many years in the money stuff. You know, this is where God put me. I believe that he trained me up well, gave me a good education in it. I have, you know, a lot of education, but I also have the PhD of life. And I think that it's just, you know, it's an area that God definitely blessed me in, and he guided me. And I really feel that I can help other people out. I believe very sincerely in what we do here, and it's a conviction. I personally love it. I guess if there's one area that I'm biased, it's the fact that I love collectible and rare coins so much. And not just on their own merits, which can be really impressive, but also as an investment vehicle. There are so many crazy, wise investments in coins. I mean, you can get rolls of, you know, certain old coins that seem like nothing, or, you know, certain dates are a lot more rare than others. A roll of 1931S Lincoln pennies, for example, can be worth $5,000. And you go back 1 year to 1930 Philadelphia, and they're worth 3 cents a piece. So a roll's worth $1.50. There are coins like that. They're called key dates. They're dates that through one reason or another, they made very low mintages, and then there might have been a high level of usage and wear and tear and whatnot. So, but we help people build big portfolios that are filled with every possible form of investment you can. I think it's super important that it's important a lot. So many of our clients are very survival minded. I'll admit that. They're also looking at the fact that the direction of the world has them in great concern and alarm. They have a strong understanding of the financial markets and the fact that our entire Federal Reserve System is a great big deception. It's coming apart at the seams. We've got, levels of debt and deficit hung on the back of every American that are absolutely unsupportable. I mean, there's listeners out there that are making a good living that have a $300,000 mortgage, and they're like, wow, that's a lot. No, it's nothing compared to the $1.78 million that the government admits they've hung on your back in debt. I mean, how right is this? You know, you think about it, you're paying your mortgage every month and your heat bill and whatever, but your biggest bill, if you're out making money, your biggest bill every month is the taxes. It's your mortgage to the government. It's helping your government pay their mortgages and their bills and their debt. And, you know, there's so much of the mentality. And I'm, you know, as I get, quote, older and wiser in my age, I'm coming to the conclusion that, you know, there are a lot of people are willingly ignorant, as the Bible says. They're very naive. But, I'm wondering if people aren't, you know, we're all made up a different way, right? You got your parable of talents and so on. And I just am starting to believe there's a major cross-section of society that is apparently made not to think. Maybe they're not made not to think, but somewhere in their life they became intellectually lazy and they just stopped thinking. So they literally go along, they go with the flow, the path of least resistance. The easiest thing for them is to convince themselves they're somehow a better person and they consider themselves patriotic because they never stop to think about anything. They just go with the flow. They go right along the escalator. Everything's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, as the Bible says. They don't look and think about what the heck's going on. We are getting to a point, folks, where I am having conversations with people in breadth, dozens of very respectable people having the same concerns and looking at America going, what are we going to do? What's going to happen next? How do we fix it? You know, and the system has become so entrenched and so engulfed and so strong and so overbearing. And, you know, we've got the fake news, and today we've got this congressional hearing nonsense, absolute nonsense. I mean, shameful and embarrassing, and it's political games. And I really, folks, I've followed politics, you know, off and on, but far more on than off for a long time. I was involved as a young Republican in college in the 80s, so you got 30 whatever years. They have never, ever, ever politicized stuff to this extent. Now, the liberals will claim that with Bill Clinton, they did highly politicize his scandal. But folks, I disagree. He perjured himself. And they so quickly spin away from the truth. They run from the truth. Trump puts in a travel ban, folks, on 7 of the most heinous countries in the world that are filled with radical Muslims and don't even have a U.S. embassy. They don't have any method of screening these people coming out. And all of a sudden, it's a ban on religion, for God's sakes. You know, and they just spin and twist and spin and twist in every single thing. The Clinton thing, he perjured himself. They were making it about his personal sex life, as if, you know, I mean, as if having sex with a 20-year-old intern in the Oval Office is just your normal sex life. I mean, it's not at all. But they minimize and they justify and they rationalize and they spin. And I listen to this stuff and I am just inundated with the deception. And when you seek the truth, it drives you nuts. And when you think back, you know, the Bible is sufficient. It literally gives us the answers to everything. It is not complete. Do not be fooled that is complete. There are many scriptures that were canonized out, whether for better or worse. There's tons of scriptures that are highly respected by the Jews at Old Testament era that we don't accept as scripture today. There is books like the Book of Enoch that was the most prevalent book in existence at the time of Christ, which was basically abolished by the Catholic Church, at one time punishable by death to own. They believed in it heavily. The problem is translation quality is garbage. These books, these apocryphal books, these non-canonical books have not had the appropriate attention in translation, so you don't get a fair read out of them. The Book of Adam and Eve is a classic. It's so full of interesting information, but it was translated by a non-Hebrew moron, and then it's been passed around that way ever since. They don't even try to go back to the original Hebrew to retranslate it. And I haven't found anywhere where you can actually get the raw Hebrew out of these books. There's the Qumran texts, in other words, the Dead Sea Scrolls. There's a lot out there. So the Bible's not complete, but it's very sufficient. And we are given all the information that we need to be wise and make all the right decisions. And the levels of deception that are taking place in this world, you know, we're warned about this at the end times. But what does the end times even mean? We don't know. There are some potential parameters that I've discussed that appear to put us within a certain time frame window. One is, you know, when Christ, talking about the regathering of Israel, says that this generation will not come to pass until they see the coming of the Son of Man in his glory. And so that, you know, you get into Christ, you know, the fact that what makes up a generation, which, and when does that begin? So it says the generation that sees the regathering of Israel, okay, generation in the Bible is 40, 60, I suppose as much as 100 years I've heard. I haven't seen that. But our generation, we live around 70 years. So then the question is, was it when Israel actually went back to the land in 48 due to World War II pressures? Or was it when the United Nations finally acknowledged them as a nation state after the Six-Day War in 1967? And, you know, generation in the Bible means 40 years sometimes. It means 60, 70. So you can go anywhere from 1948 plus 40 years. That's why Hal Lindsey did the, you know, 88 reasons Christ returns in 1988, because he added 40 years to 1948. He probably believed it, but honestly, folks, how dumb. Because Christ says clearly, no one knows the day or the hour. And it's important to listen to that phraseology. Wisdom can be found so often, not just in listening to what someone says, but even more so what they don't say. Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour. But he doesn't say they don't can't figure out the month or the year. Now, I don't know if that's on purpose or not. But he tells us to be, you know, be on watch, be aware, be alert. And he gives us all these stories about, you know, the brides that aren't prepared for the groom and all these things. And the groom, of course, is Christ in the church, or in the, you know, Christ in the heavenly kingdom. And the bride is us, the church. And he talks about being prepared and not being prepared and foolishness. And basically then he refers to being cast out. There's plenty of references to eternal damnation, which people hate. I've never understood people that say, I don't want to worship a God who basically has a hell. And I'm like, let me get this straight. If the God of the Bible is the real God, and there is a lot of reasons why he is, you're telling me that if he's the real God and he's willing to cast people in hell for rejecting him, you're going to reject him? And they literally, this is the logic. And you get into this super, you know, divisive mentality that's now rampant around of America. And I mean, we folks, I'm just telling you what you already know. You and I know we are seeing a level of division in this nation that Obama caused. That is unbelievable. And what I was talking about a minute ago, let me see this, Isaiah 11:11-12. Then it will happen on that day that the Lord will again recover the second time with his hand the remnant of his people who will remain from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he will lift up a standard for the nations and will assemble the banished ones of Israel and will gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And then Jesus says, I don't have that on this page. This is actually, I don't know what this is. Maybe it's Jewish, I don't know. So I think it looks like a Jewish website. Anyway, let me see. I can find it real quick, and if I can't, I'll quit. Let's see. Well, I won't chase it down right now. So anyway, we'll leave it at that. But basically, like Hal Lindsey did the 1988 thing, which was pure foolishness to me, because Christ says we know neither the day nor the hour, and yet he's tried to go name the day and the hour. Basically, essentially, which is pushing it, right? I mean, he kind of goes a little bit far. You'd think reading the Bible, you'd know enough to know that's a pretty gutsy shot to try to do what Christ himself says, not even I know, but somehow Hal Lindsey knows. And as a quick side note, and this may offend some of you, this pre-trib rapture stuff, you know, that seems to be so prevalent. I think it's cooled off a little bit, but people, you know, just being so over-focused on that is so not scriptural. I mean, it's, you know, you're hanging your hat on something that is so loosely interpreted biblically, and even more so interpreted from the English, and you've got to be so careful. I've gotten, if you listen to the show, I've gotten where I really try to study the word in its original text. I'm no expert in Greek or Hebrew, but I'll tell you, as I've said, if you want to study the Bible, go buy an iPad or a tablet, if, you know, get something, you know, you can buy them cheaper now. And use Blue Letter Bible and learn how to pull the Hebrew and the Greek up. It's pretty amazing at how you can do that and actually see the original writing of what was said and what God meant, you know, about the actual scripture. And where we really go wrong, I think, is when we take the English translation and we use that to determine, we study the English translation. And you better make sure that it's been translated properly. Otherwise, I've seen people where pastors will absolutely go off on a tangent that's completely inconsistent with the actual Greek or Hebrew. I'm looking something up. So we've got in a moment, 1 Corinthians 15, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised, imperishable, and will be changed. I have no disagreement with that. The problem is this pre-trib rapture where they make one trumpet different than another trumpet, and I wasn't really prepared to go into this today. Jesus Christ himself tells us that we will be aware of the tribulation. He talks to us as if we are going to endure the tribulation. I think that people want to avoid the tribulation out of fear. I really do. And I can relate, but I think at the same time, if you're living for God, you better be brave and you better be ready to go. I mean, I really believe you better be ready to go, because it's so inconsistent with every other body of Christ that's lived throughout history. I mean, folks, the quantity of persecuted and murdered and martyred believers throughout history is unbelievable. How's it fair that some special generation, which, by the way, many generations recently have thought that Christ would return, because they, you know, that you look at Hitler, I mean, you'd think that he was the Antichrist himself. And so it's just not consistent. And like I said, I didn't really want to get into that. What I'd like to do is kind of bounce through a little bit of news and then get to what I did on Friday, which apparently was impossible to hear, people said. And the radio station says it's because of the thunder showers. And so by later that night, the show they replayed was probably cleaner. I didn't have a chance to listen at all because I actually got the hard copy to them. So I'm gonna go over some of that information again today. And so as far as news, to me, the big headline is the liberals and, of course, Lindsey Graham, who drives me nuts, and John McCain, these rhinos, Republicans in name only, centrist deceivers, which, by the way, the Republican Party in general has become incredibly centrist. They call it center-right, which is, historically, they would be left now. We have lost all bearing, and it doesn't seem to come back. I think when you look at the immorality that's taken place in this nation and relate that or parallel that to other nations that have collapsed, they always go down the same. Every single nation through history, that has called itself a democracy has fallen to tyrannical rule. 100%. Why do I say that? If you're brilliant, you say, well, Kevin, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. You're correct. However, our children are being taught that we are a democracy, but we are not. Our children have not received constitutional education since the Department of Education was formed in the 70s. They don't know what it says. They don't know what it means. They're taught social rubbish, as if it's science. They aren't taught sciences. They're taught opinions and feelings about other cultures. And they're learning to have an inappropriate lack of fear of these radical tyrants. We have got tyrants, Putin and Kim Jong-il, that we literally see assassinate people around them, and these foolish youth will keep begging for socialism, which is the greatest deception of all. This concept that, you know, this generation of kids that is, you know, 37% of the millennial generation still lives at home with their parents up until they're 30. These are the kids that want the free lunches. These are the ones that Bernie Sanders got to, you know, all excited about because they want a free college education, as if it's such a great thing. Now, if we properly educated them, We would teach them about the 10 planks of communism, number 10 of which is free government education. So they can brainwash you. And I'm telling you, folks, now is a time to prepare yourself wisely. From a financial perspective, which is my spin on this whole deal, this is the perfect opportunity. Your paper markets are very high. Now, when I talk to people regularly, I'm saddened and blown away at the fact that despite the, quote, market being up, which is an inappropriate representation of the 30 stocks that make up the Dow Jones, and they do remove and replace those on a regular basis yearly, and they also use weighted moving averages. And even despite that, as those have shown a healthy gain according to the measuring standards, the market itself has not done well. I could not even count the number of people I talk with who are doing terrible or not good or whatever you want to call it when the market's supposed to be at the best. So right now, the market's as good as it's going to get. The metals and coins are at a really tremendous buy level. The markets in investment material, when you deal with solid assets, whenever you get a bubble, a lot of times you get a correction. That's what we are usually supposed to be looking for in the stock market. But see, now it's such a speculatively driven market. Trump comes out with his big tax plan and the market goes nowhere and people are blown away. No, it's because the speculation of what Trump's going to do was built into the market long ago. The market is propped up strictly by speculation. P&E ratios are out of control. A P&E ratio, I had someone ask me the other day, what's that mean? It means price to earnings ratio, okay? It means essentially, to simplify it, how many years will it take you to double your money? An 8-to-1 P&E ratio is 8 years. Now, a lot of these stocks that people are going crazy on that keep going up have P&E ratios anywhere from 35-to-1 to 100-to-1. All the way up to infinity, because they're not producing any income. The only thing that makes it have some value is the fact that you and everybody else is jumping on board because it's such a neat thing to join the club. So be wise about this. Today was this erroneous, ridiculous spectacle of a congressional hearing of to discuss or to investigate the theory, the lie, the deception, the fake news that this election was hampered by the Russians, and that's why Donald Trump won and Hillary lost. They claim that the Russians hacked this and did that. Later on, we come out with evidence through WikiLeaks that the CIA has software and practices regularly hacking into hard drives and servers, leaving tracks behind that make it look like the Russians were there. We find this out from WikiLeaks, and yet everybody disregards it. There are certain story narratives that for some reason are super politically incorrect to be on the wrong side of. So many, first of all, the reporters are predictable, but individual politicians will avoid really going after the truth because the political fallout is too great. So they literally will follow the polls. The problem with following the polls is, in other words, trying to mirror what is popular at the time, is that you don't have a backbone, you're not legit, and you will always collapse if that is your method. If you stand for righteousness and truth and justice and goodness all the time, you will never waver. You won't have to look over your shoulder. You won't have to spin your words later. You will be solid as a rock. If you are not going to be able to maintain your congressional or Senate seat by being completely honest about everything all the time, then you probably shouldn't be there. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for diplomacy and articulation, the ability to have strong oratory skills, to be able to speak in such a way that you smooth the right things over and you emphasize the other things, that I get. But just flat deception, I don't. And so today this hearing was an absolute mockery of justice. There's zero evidence for it. It's just a bunch of innuendos. It's a kangaroo court. This is what they do to people in third world countries. We're adopting this radical left-wing socialistic mindset, and we are in trouble, to put it lightly. So basically, Trump sent out a couple tweets today. They're trying to blame Flynn, General Flynn, who was in Trump's cabinet as a chief of staff or whatever he was. He was a high command. I should know that, Secretary of State. And he was let go because it came out that he lied about affiliations with Russia, and he lied to cover it up because they were putting all this false heat on everybody. He shouldn't have lied, and he was a general, and it surprises me he did, so he was let go. So now they're saying, well, where there's smoke, there must be fire. If he lied, why did he lie? And they keep pursuing this stuff irrationally, unreasonably, trying, not so much concerned. I don't think they even believe it themselves anymore. They just want to tarnish the reputation of Donald Trump. I've met a number of people that know him personally, and I mean one-on-one personally, like personal phone call personally. They all speak of him the same. They say he's very elegant, kind, classy, nothing like you see on TV. They say he's very professional, and he's just a good man, they say, in general. You'll see more and more comments out of him about God. I'm seeing this more and more, and a very good friend of mine I spoke with yesterday who has a relation very close to him who is at the top of the top of the top of D.C. Said the same, just said that Trump is absolutely coming totally around to God, that he's praying every day. He's got a bunch of advisors that are believers. They're just praying all the time. He's now studying the Bible. And this is a prediction I made. God chose him. God put his hand on him and put him there. And I knew that he would become more spiritual. He would gain spiritual depth. He needs it for this position. But also, I believe that God appreciates his heart. For some reason, I believe he never really had a full born-again experience. I believe that that either probably has occurred since or will occur soon. He is inundated with it, and that is a blessing. And I think that we're in a spiritual battle. It's not going to change, and I don't know where we're going to end up in all this. We have overemphasized the power of the president in this nation. We have begun to speak of him like he's a king. He's not. There's checks and balances, and he just doesn't have that power and authority. So without further ado, I'll read a couple tweets from Trump today that really bring up some thought. So this is the congressional hearings that are trying to show that General Flynn, they're trying to tie Flynn and the Republicans to this Russian scandal rubbish. And I listened to this for a couple hours and I about, fell asleep. The question repetition was ridiculous because they've got nothing to ask and they keep repeating themselves. Then the Republicans come out and say, was there any wrongdoing? Was there anything illegal? The answer is no. And then they go off and they bloviate like you're sitting around a dinner table with these liberals that are just feeding you a whole bunch of political rhetoric to fit in. And it is very, very uncomfortable to see people going to such an extent that I believe is knowingly dishonest and knowingly deceptive to get people to hate their president, to turn their back on their president, and to win the next election, the two-year cycle, which comes up again in 2018. Pray that the American public is so fed up with this. Now, it may be the people I run with or whatever, but I'm hearing people that are so sick of the division and so angered by it. My niece had some kids over this weekend, and I was talking to one of them who's an African-American. And, even he's obviously on the sane side of Black Lives Matter. He sees how stupid it is. But there, you know, there's just concern. They just, he sees this division that's hit this nation, and it's very concerning to them. They're like, what do I do? Where do I go? And they don't understand, because the media is so deceptive, what caused this. So Trump's tweets I'll hit, and then I want to go back to, sorry. So one Trump tweet, by the way, they had Yates and Clapper. Clapper was the head of the CIA, I believe, and Yates was on the head of the Intel Committee. I can't remember what else. You know, basically two liberals, which are now retired, coming in and just speculating rubbish. So Trump's tweets go as follows. One says this: General Flynn was given the highest security clearance by the Obama administration. He says, but the fake news seldom likes talking about that. So, you know, when they're saying, well, this should have been caught in that, and why didn't you know? Oh, the Obama administration is the one that did the security clearance. Obama's the one that let the guy in. If they think he's such a bad pick and so corrupt and the background check should have been so much more thorough, they're the ones that did it. So, you know, it's hard to pass the blame there. The one that really got my attention is when he said, quote, when will the fake media ask about the Dems, Democrats? Okay, he says, when will the fake media ask about the Dems' dealings with Russia? And he says, why the DNC wouldn't allow the FBI to check their server or investigate? Wow. That is a big Pandora's box. So I did a little research, and sure enough, the DNC, Democratic National Committee, would not let the FBI into their servers, they said for security reasons, to do a check on who got in and how. They wouldn't discuss what's in there or why. I don't know what that means, but I'm telling you, they're hiding something. And when you've got a dissection of this nation, which in my opinion is the wheat from the chaff, you've got whatever percentage of the nation believes in God as the supreme leader of this nation, that our rights come from God, and that's what we're upholding with the republic. And the other half that believes that it is man, what we call secular humanism, where they believe that man is the answer to everything. There is no God. They will claim, you know, in passing comments about God now and then just because it sounds good and it sounds right. But, you know, we're getting into a situation where this is, everything is becoming permeated with spirituality, is it not? So we've got, this nation is supposed to be a, you know, a nation of rule. We have no freedom. We have no liberty whatsoever. And so we've got life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which was life, liberty, and the ownership of property, contrasted with the abolition of property rights. And you begin to see kind of where I'm going with that. I'm going to shut down a page here. I think I've got my life back here, and I apologize for that. I'm a little, one thing with me is I definitely am a verbal person, so I think out loud. So I've got some of my information back. I went over last week, and I'm a little short on time. So last Friday, I discussed the raging rush towards idiocy in this nation, the absolute foolishness. The show didn't get recorded well, and of course there I just had to have more technical problems. And so what I'm going to do here is I'll just run through these points that I capped on last week. We are, you know, Trump's, there's a lot of good things about Trump. His name, final overriding factor or resource, is the definition of his name. You know, the 45th president means, you know, fulfilling God's promises and wishes, where the 44th president, number 44, means as of or pertaining to bringing divine judgment on a nation. So there, you know, there's just, to me, there's things that aren't coincidence. But at the same time, Trump seems to be a very strong man, and it's probably necessary after what Obama did. My concern is that I don't know if we're just flexing our muscles when we're out, you know, doing these strength displays of strength in the nation, in the globe. I'm thinking it's necessary because Obama dropped our level of respect so low. I think he's just a professorial idealist who doesn't even understand reality. What's the result of that is we have to be brutally aggressive now to set the tone, and there's always the concern of nuclear war. If nukes start to go, I can't even imagine where we could end up. And you've got crazed monsters ruling around the world that are a threat to everyone's freedom and security like nothing before. We've got the globe is full of radical rulers and a mess that we've contributed to beyond our wildest dreams. Many of the countries outside think we're nuts. To meddle where we have and cause the messes that we have. One thing I integrated into this list is, and it's not something I talk about a lot, but it's food, nutrition, health, pharmaceuticals. We are poisoning the masses with our food supplies, cancer-causing agents, weed killers. Folks, vaccinations. There's nations that don't do vaccinations, and there's no autism. There's so many accounts of it, and there's so many accounts of these acceleration of the autoimmune deficiency disorders, and I can explain how that happens. My wife's got one, and I understand how vaccinations play into this, and there's never a study to try to show causation. The studies are always done to try to convince you that the vaccines work. Well, I know from being a statistician, you can do a lot of spinning and turning and playing with variables. And you can avoid information that comes to your attention by pre-setting the study so that it cannot adapt to or change or report on these types of things. You can intentionally exclude them, and this is what they do. So we are being intentionally poisoned for money. We are running right now against artificial intelligence. We're creating programs that reprogram themselves. We're creating computer programs that self-program. You know, smart cars. I mean, driverless cars that have now killed people. When a car is put in a position as it's blowing through an intersection, or another car blows through an intersection, and a driverless car has to decide which direction to go. Does the driverless car choose to destroy itself? Does the driverless car run over a pedestrian? Does the driverless car choose to do a certain amount of property damage? Does it choose a cliff or does it choose a brick wall? I mean, a lot of times we're put in these weird situations where we know that we're going to go over and scrape along a guardrail just to save our lives. Can the car figure these things out? I don't think it can. And so there's becoming a legitimate concern of creating AI, artificial intelligence, that can run away on us. A lot of that's going to be pertaining to surveillance and eventually different kinds of warrants. Well, how do you put a warrant on artificial intelligence that can adapt to whatever extreme it wants? We've got, as I said, the brain-damaging heavy metals also from vaccinations. We've got fluoride pumped into our water, and I know people say it's harmless, but there's a lot of studies that say otherwise. These things don't affect everybody the same, right? We've got government lunacy of giving poor people food stamp money so they can buy processed junk food that causes cancer, diabetes, heart disease. You know, food stamps should be used and limited to nutritionist foods, not junk foods. We've got the de-evolution of the mainstream media now pumping out this fake news distractions all the time, fictional theories that occupy the minds of the gullible masses. This has all been played out by reality TV. Reality TV is not reality, even though you think it is. It's all acting, and we're just confused. We're twisted. We're spun. And many prophetic movies about the future did this. And here we are. Maybe it's just common psychology of human sin. It's interesting when man approaches anarchy with the less governing authorities, the more they tend to go towards evil almost every single time, bar none. We've got, you know, SWAT team takeovers and everything. And so I'm basically back in a situation where I don't have the time to go over this again today because of I had some kind of a weird computer freeze. I actually think my computer tech had hopped on my laptop while I was on the show. And so basically, I guess we'll just talk about the fact that we've got so much going on of sustainability. We've got a power grid that's 125 years old. We've got, you know, which could be affected just by solar flares that could knock us down good. We haven't even seen this in this stuff. We're seeing the death traps of the inner city, the structures, you know, the poor living conditions. We've got, you know, this mindless climate change cult of obedient zombies through, you know, this determined program of mass hypnosis of the population, which hallucinates climate change, because behind every flood, drought, tornado, or hurricane now is climate change. Climate change is stupid. That's the point of the definition of climate. It's constantly changing, and it's a way to control us. I mean, we've got people just piling money mindlessly into overvalued tech stocks in this another stock market bubble. They're oblivious, as I said, to the price-to-earning ratios and the history of the market bubbles and why all financial bubbles come to an end. Folks, I mean, I'm just telling you right now, I'll keep it short and sweet. We got the show wrapping up. Help, you know, secure your wealth in permanent, solid, long-term hard assets. You park your money in wealth, true wealth, God-ordained biblical wealth. Precious metals-based assets. Now, God said gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. Great. But, you know, precious stones are, you got to know what you're doing with precious stones. I wouldn't mess with much more than diamonds. They got to be nice. Blah, blah, blah. We won't get into that. But, you know, real estate is good, but you can't transport it. You know, livestock's neat, but you can't transport it. So you want something you can transport. God made money, precious metals-based money. That's where true wealth is. Where our currency is hyperinflating, that's why, you know, I've talked so much about our debt and deficit. Precious metals-based assets avoid all that. Coins avoid all that. We can help you just secure your wealth in a conservative, long-term fashion. We're fair. We're honest. Our margins are small. We take good care of you. There's no big risk. You're not buying something. You're just parking your money in biblical wealth. So anyway, call Coins Plus 444-0044 or through the website at coinsplus.com or toll free 877-TAP-COIN. And I do recommend that you just get yourself parked and protected. And have a good week. Thanks again for tuning in. And we'll be back Wednesday. Sorry for the confusion. Bye-bye.